Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 10, and I have 3 items on the whisper menu for tonight. The first item is the curious quote, and it will be about contributing to humanity. For the meta chat section, I'll be sharing some listener feedback and also some small changes I've made or will be making to the podcast. Because I think all the changes are in this episode, I think. There won't be a sleep tip in this episode, and we will finish off with the fade out, which will be a poem by William Shakespeare. If you have any thoughts that you want to share with me about this episode or the podcast, you can send them to my email at sleepwhispers@gmail.com, or you can go to my website at sleepwhispers.com and use the contact form, or there should be a click here to comment link in the show notes of this episode. All right, starting now with the curious quote, and this is where I share a quote that I came across a long time ago, and I found it inspirational in some way. The quote tonight is from Louis Pasteur, and I found it, or I took it from the book titled Microbe Hunters. I'm not going to do a biography on Louis Pasteur. I'll just summarize him as a great man of science. Now I feel like I gotta add a little more than that. Best known for developing vaccines, and of course the process of pasteurization. All right. That's enough about that great man of science. The quote I want to share is this. It's more like a paragraph, so it's a little bit longer than my usual one sentence quotes. And I guess because it's longer, I'll do it ear to ear. Do not let yourselves be tainted by a deprecating and barren skepticism. Do not let yourselves be discouraged by the sadness of certain hours which pass over nations. Live in the serene peace of laboratories and libraries. Say to yourselves first, what have I done for my instruction? And as you gradually advance, what have I done for my country? Until the time comes when you may have the immense happiness of thinking that you have contributed in some way to the progress and good of humanity. So there is three parts about this quote that I really like. In the first part, he has this great statement. Do not let yourselves be discouraged by the sadness of certain hours which pass over nations. I like that. It's about not letting the negative or bad things around you to get you down. And I mean, there's so many problems in the world that it's easy to get discouraged. And it's easy to think there is, nothing I can do. And so I think he's just saying, don't let that get you too down. In the second part, he's kind of talking about being productive, and he mentions laboratories and libraries, because, I mean, for him, that was where, productivity in his sense of the word came from. It came from reading books and then doing things in laboratories. But, on a global scale and on a modern global scale, being productive has a much wider definition. So the term that comes to mind for me about being productive in some ways is the term content creators. So these could be people that create TV shows, music, movies, videos, books, video games, websites, apps, like you name it. All those are content, and the people that make those things are people being productive. There's a lot of people that are content creators, but there's more people that are content consumers. So anytime I enjoy a TV show or I read a book, then I'm being a content consumer. And I think what if I were to apply his wisdom to today, I think what he's saying is to think about, you know, creating content for others to enjoy. And so I also never try to feel bad about consuming content, you know, whether it's, you know, watching a TV show or playing with an app or browsing a website. Because if you're going to, at some point, create content, then you really do need to be familiar with what's out there. And by being engaged, you're going to be inspired. The last part of his quote is him saying that it's not just about being productive, but it's about creating something that's beneficial. So the, you know, incorporating his statement is, well, let me see, I'm trying to figure out how to say it. But what he says is to contribute in some way to the progress and good of humanity. I don't know, and I don't think I'll ever create anything that noble. I will never create anything that will even come close to the kind of contributions that Louis Pasteur has made. I think it's more for most of us, or at least for me, it's more about just creating something that is positive in just some small way, whether it's entertaining, it's helpful, or it's informative. So I think all of those are beneficial to others, but they're certainly not a new vaccine kind of amazing. So I guess overall, I like that quote because it reminds me not to get discouraged, because then I might end up doing nothing, but to just forge on and create something. And whatever I create may not that save millions of lives or start a new religion or, you know, just anything that's incredible. But just to create something that is beneficial in some way. I guess what I get out of it is that it's okay to be a small person making a small difference. Yeah. That's my take home from that quote. Alright, feel free to share any thoughts you have about that quote. And now on to the meta chat. And the meta chat is feedback from you and or updates from me. And so tonight we have an email. We have a couple reviews. I'm going to share some of the results from the survey. And I'll also explain some small changes being made to the podcast. Let's see. I'll start with reading an email I received from the listener, Pepine, who lives in the Netherlands. And I'll read his email into each microphone, as it's a couple short paragraphs. Hi there. First off, I'd like to say thanks a lot for your podcast. Even though I don't have any sleep problems, I still find it very relaxing to listen to, especially the length of the episodes works for me, because this allows me to put my phone aside without having to select a new episode every 20 minutes. I was actually really surprised to find a podcast which is still airing. I just recently started listening to podcasts in general, and lots of them were created a few years back, so I was really pleasantly surprised to see new episodes pop up. For me personally, what doesn't work is the rambling in French and other languages apart from English. I start focusing on the pronunciation, and this causes my brain to stay awake instead of shutting down. For the rest, these podcast episodes are really well thought through, and I enjoy them a lot. Please keep making them. Well, thank you, Pepine. I love everything about your feedback, especially that you shared something you don't like. I mean, that gives, like, you gave such a good reason also. And I was really worried about something like that happening. So I definitely understand that if I do non-English words, it can make it harder for some people to relax, because they're just hearing me do horrible things to another language. So that is very helpful. So thank you for explaining that, Pepine. You're also very encouraging about the length of the episode. And so that helps also. And I know to keep it somewhere around this length. You also mentioned that you come across a lot of dead podcasts. That's not a good term. Terminated. No, that sounds too clinical. Podcasts without new episodes. There, that's exactly what I mean. There's a term for this. It's called pod fading. So it's when, you know, well, I guess it's obvious. I can't help but explain it anyway, even though I know it's clear already. So pod fading is when you start a podcast, and after so many episodes, you just stop. I read somewhere, I don't even know, recently, that the average podcast dies or pod fades after 7 episodes. So the good news is I have passed that average number, because I've now hit number 10, and I do expect to keep going. So I hope that's good news. I also received a review in the U.S. podcast store from Jigduff, and the title of the review was Super Relaxing, and here's what the review said. Love the podcast. Gets me right to sleep. And the whispers are perfect and a great length. I'm usually asleep before the end, so I can get a few nights from one episode. Thank you, Jigduff. It is really standing out to me, because Jigduff also said that it is a great length, so it is standing out to me that a lot of listeners like Jigduff and like Pepine, they really are you all really like the length? And so this clearly points out to me that keeping this length of, I think, an hour or more is my like permanent goal. So thank you for everyone that keeps saying that, because it keeps reminding me and pointing out to me how important that is. I received another review in the US store from Dibbis60, and the title was Unexpected Gem. And here is this review. I first came across Harris's voice on the Sleep with ASMR Triggers podcast. I was having trouble sleeping, and that was the first podcast I tried. I didn't know what ASMR was, but immediately felt an incredible calming feeling, literally as soon as the episode started. The voice, combined with the background tones, was amazing. I'm very glad that this dedicated Whispers podcast was started, since that was actually my favorite part. I like that the episodes are long, since it can last me several days. I keep the iPhone by my bed, and the volume just loud enough to be audible. My only suggestion would be to maybe add some occasional tones, like those in the start of the Sleep with ASMR Triggers podcast. Thank you, Dibbis60, and I am so excited that you discovered ASMR through one of my podcasts. It is like introducing someone to chocolate for the first time. I don't know if that's a good metaphor or not, but you know, I like imagine someone's lived a couple decades and they've never had a piece of chocolate, and you're like, hey, try this. So that's how I see someone discovering ASMR for the first time. And you also mentioned how you like the long episodes. So, it is pretty clear to me, one of the worst things I could do to this podcast is to make it a lot shorter. So, I do not foresee this turning into a 15-minute Whisper podcast ever. Just for you, what I might do is I might add some of those tones to when I read your email. So what that means is the episode will sound pretty normal. And then at the point at which I start reading your email, I'm going to try and add those tones to that section of this episode. Now, which means if I added them, you have already heard that, and you already know that I did that. But if you're hearing me say this now, and there were no tones, it's just that I forgot. So feel free to send me an email or remind me, and maybe I'll add them to the next one. But I've already written myself a note to try to remember to add those tones for you. Alright, the next little topic is the podcast survey. So I've received responses to the survey, and I'll share some of those with you. Now, the sort of bad news is that I've only received 4 responses so far. So it's hard for me to make any real firm conclusions about what is working best about this podcast and what needs improving. But there are a couple things that are already starting to stand out to me, because they did receive consistent responses from those 4 people. So a huge thank you to you 4 that took the time to fill out that survey. I really appreciate that. And I carefully looked through and read and considered everything that you put in there. Let's see, here is, I think this was one of the few questions where all 4 of you agreed upon the exact answer. So the question was, select all the ways that the podcast is helpful to you. And all 4 of you selected helps me to fall asleep. And trust me, I did not take it for granted, I did not assume that a podcast I create to help people fall asleep is really doing that. It's just, I hope it does. So that made me really happy to see that, sure enough, I got a 4 out of 4 for helping to fall asleep. I guess it makes me feel like I'm not doing false advertising. I have data to support it. And then for that same question of how the podcast is helpful, 3 out of 4 also agreed that it helps them to relax. And 3 out of 4 also selected that it helps them to experience ASMR. The other question, which received a lot of consistent responses, was, which general section of the podcast have you enjoyed the most so far? And so the choices were Curious Quote, Meta Chat, Sleep Tips, tuck in and fade out. And the one answer that got 3 out of 4 of the replies was the meta chat. And I gotta say, I was surprised by that. One respondent explained why they selected that. And here's what that person shared. Your pace picks up and your voice becomes easier to drift to. My mind catches on your voice when you speak intentionally slow, which in turn makes me stay awake because I'm concentrating on what it is you're saying. Wow, that explanation was so helpful. And it really makes sense, because I could see when, you know, when I'm listening to something and someone suddenly pauses, it grabs my attention also. Like whether it's a speech or even in music, you know, when you're listening to music and then they stop all the music for like 2 seconds and then it starts back up again. Like I love when that happens in music. And whatever, you know, my mind is drifted away from the music too, usually gets pulled back in when that happens. So I mean, that was just so insightful and a very good reason. It helped me understand why, or at least for some individuals, why they might be liking the meta chat the most. And I can even tell, like right now, that I'm talking faster than in some other sections. So I get it. So this kind of segues me into the next part of the meta chat, which is about podcast changes. And so one change I was considering making before I did the survey was I was considering cutting back on the meta chat. I was worried that like maybe it wasn't really that interesting, and I didn't think that it was really that relaxing or sleep-inducing. So that right there is a change, or something I've learned that will keep me from making a change that I was going to change. So, and if you'll notice in this episode, the meta chat is almost extra long. So, lots of meta chat for those that enjoy the meta chat. Another change I was considering making with the podcast was cutting out the sleep tip. I had felt that we kind of finished that up. Like, I wasn't going to keep bringing up sleep tip lists. It just felt like that had run its course and had come to a nice ending. So that was something I was considering before I did the survey. Well, in the survey, no one selected the sleep tip as their favorite. one person selected it as their least favorite. And so I think on this one, my sense might have been correct. So that's why there's no sleep dip in this episode. That it's likely maybe we'll just discontinue that and we'll increase the, you know, the meta chat, or I don't know. I mean, sometimes the meta chat just depends on what I have to meta chat about. Now, another thing that I was thinking about cutting or changing before I did the survey was the tuck-in. One person did say that the tuck-in was their favorite part, but no one said it was their least favorite. So it's not a lot for me to go on, but I decided to keep it and modify it from, I just had this list of things that I would, you know, say to remind you to do that always felt a little bit silly to me, because you probably didn't need to be reminded. But what I like about the tuck-in is it's my way of preparing you to fall asleep. So what I've done is I've just kind of rethought the process of the tuck-in, so that way I can kind of preserve the goal of the tuck-in. And you'll hear in the upcoming section that it's more like a guided relaxation, as opposed to me reading a list of things that you probably don't need to be reminded about. So now, I coupled that change with another thing about the podcast that I haven't liked for me, which is the tuck-in is supposed to prepare you to fall asleep. And then after the tuck-in, I go into the fade-out. But the fade-out doesn't really start right away. I usually give some backstory, or I give some explanation of the fade-out. And so the problem with that is, if you get into a restful state during the tuck-in, I felt that I was taking you out of that state a little bit during the introduction of the fade-out. So here is how I've redesigned it. What I'll do first is I'll introduce the fade-out. I'll give you the chatty, rambly explanation of what the fade out is and why I decided to do the fade out. And then after I explain the fade out, I'll do the tuck in. But now I've changed the name. It's not the tuck in anymore. It's the fade out preparation. And then after I do the fade-out preparation, then I go right into the fade-out. So, we will see if you guys like this better. than how I used to do it. Alright, so that is the end of the meta chat. Just a reminder that for those who have not taken the survey, if you could take the survey, that would still be very helpful, because there's a lot of things in the survey that I haven't had consistent replies on, and I don't know which way to go with some of those areas of the podcast. Now, if it turns out, after getting lots more replies, that there's still a variety to responses, that also tells me then, you know, probably not to make any changes, because everyone just has a different thing that they like, and that's okay. There will be a link to the survey in this episode, so in the show notes for this episode. And if you can't see that or access that, just go to the website sleepwhispers.com and you'll see links on the home page to the survey. All right. Oh, and you can let me know what you think about the new fade out intro, fade out preparation, and fade out initiation method that I'm going to do today. So, on to the fade out. For those that may be listening for the first time, the fade out is where I try very purposely to help you to fall asleep. And I try different things. Yeah, I'm trying to think every episode, close to every episode so far, I think I've tried something slightly different, if not very different. And for tonight, I'm going to read a poem. And the poem is Venus and Adonis by William Shakespeare. And I'm going to do it as a very straightforward whispered reading. There won't be any rambles in there, and there shouldn't be any long pauses. I'm shooting for the whispered reading to be very rhythmic and consistent. So I'm doing a fade out with the feedback in mind from the listener who explained how long pauses can stimulate their attention. So I've thought, this seems like maybe a good method for this fade out. Now, I am not a fan of Shakespeare. I am an admirer, and I think all of his work is amazing, but I usually have no idea what the text is really saying. It's just, I don't know, it's too deep for me. So, If you're not a Shakespeare fan, then this is also still a good thing for you because it might be pretty ideal to fall asleep to. And now for the fade out preparation. So this is what I used to call the tuck-in. So this is the section that will follow after I ramble about why I'm doing the fade out and what the fade out is. All right. So similar to the tuck-in, this is going to be ear to ear. To prepare for the fade out, go ahead and make your room sleep friendly. If you have any lights on in your room, go ahead and shut them off. And if you have any screens on, turn those screens off and put those devices aside if you can. The next step is to make your bed comfortable. Do you have your pillows just how you want them? Go ahead now and adjust your pillow so your head is comfortable. Do you have your covers exactly how you want them? Go ahead and move your covers around until you feel very comfortable. The next step is to get into a comfortable position. Roll onto your side, or lay on your back, or lay on your front. Whatever is comfortable. Go ahead and pick your favorite position to fall asleep in and snuggle into that position. The next step is to relax your body, untense your muscles. Focus right now on the muscles in your legs. Allow your legs to relax. Focus on the muscles in your arms and allow your arm muscles to relax. Focus on your shoulders and let your shoulders fully relax. Allow your body to melt into your bed. Allow your body and your bed to become one. The next step is to relax your mind. Think about one good thing from today. It may be something good that happened to you maybe something good someone did for you. Or maybe something good which you did for someone else. Go ahead and pick that one good thing from today. And think about that. It's okay during the fade out that if your mind is going to drift away from the fade out, let it drift to that one good thought. Make sure your body is fully relaxed. Go ahead and select that one good thought and think about that right now. Go ahead and breathe in slowly. And out slowly. Go ahead and breathe at a slow pace that feels relaxing for you. And continue to think about that one good thought. Venus and Adonis by William Shakespeare. Even as the sun with purple colored face had taken his last leave of the weeping morn, rose-cheeked Adonis hired him to the chase. Hunting he loved, but love he laughed to scorn. Sick-thoughted Venus makes amain unto him, and like a bold-faced suitor begins to woo him. Thrice fairer than myself, thus she began, the field's chief flower, sweet above compare, stain to all nymphs, more lovely than a man, more white and red than doves or roses are. Nature that made thee with herself at strife said that the world hath ending with thy life. Vouchsafe thou wonder to alight thy steed, and rein his proud head to the saddle bow. If thou wilt deign this favor for thy meed, a thousand honey secrets shalt thou know. Here come and sit where never serpent hisses, and being set, I'll smother thee. with kisses. And yet, not cloy thy lips with loathed satiety, but rather famish them amid their plenty, making them red and pale with fresh variety. 10 kisses, short as 1, 1 long as 20. A summer's day will seem an hour but short, being wasted in such time beguiling sport. With this, she seatheth on his sweating palm, the precedent of pith and livelihood, and trembling in her passion, calls it balm. Earth's sovereign self, to do a goddess good. So enraged, desire doth lend her force courageously to pluck him from his horse. Over one arm the lusty courser's rein, under her other was the tender boy, who blushed and pouted in a dull disdain. With leaden appetite, unapt to toy, she red and hot as coals of glowing fire, he read for shame, but frosty in desire. The studded bridle on a ragged bough, nimbly she fastens. Oh, how quick is love! The steed is stalled up, and even now, to tie the rider, she begins to prove. Backward she pushed him, as she would be thrust, and governed him in strength, though not in lust. So soon was she along as he was down, each leaning on their elbows and their hips. Now doth she stroke his cheek, now doth he frown, and begins to chide, but soon he stops his lips, and kissing speaks with lustful language broken. If thou wilt chide, thy lips shall never open. He burns with bashful shame. She, with her tears, doth quench the maiden burning of his cheeks. Then, with her windy sighs and golden hairs, to fan and blow them dry again she seeks. He saith she is immodest, blames her miss. What follows more, she murders with a kiss. Even as an empty eagle, sharp by fast, tires with her beaks on feathers, flesh and bone, shaking her wings, devouring all in haste, till either gorge be stuffed or prey be gone. Even so, she kissed his brow, his cheek, his chin, and where she ends, she doth anew begin. Forced to content, but never to obey, panting he lies, and breathe in her face. She feedeth on the steam as on a prey, and calls it heavenly moisture, air of grace, wishing her cheeks were gardens full of flowers, so they were dewed with such distilling showers. Look how a bird lies tangled in a net, so fastened in her arms Adonis lies. Pure shame and odd resistance made him fret, which bred more beauty in his angry eyes. Rain added to a river that is rank, perforce will force it overflow the bank. Still she entreats and prettily entreats, for to a pretty ear she tunes her tale. Still is he sullen, still he lowers and frets, twixt crimson shame and anger ashy pale. Being red, she loves him best, and being white, her best is bettered with a more delight. Look how he can, she cannot choose but love, and by her fair immortal hand she swears. From his soft bosom, never to remove, till he take truce with her contending tears, which long have rained, making her cheeks all wet, and one sweet kiss shall pay this countless debt. Upon this promise did he raise his chin, like a dive dapper peering through a wave. walks as quickly in, so offers he to give what she did crave. But when her lips were ready for his pay, he winks and turns his lips another way. Never did passenger in summer's heat more thirst for drink than she for this good turn. Her help she sees, but help she cannot get. She bathes in water, yet her fire must burn. Pity, began she cry, flint-hearted boy, 'tis but a kiss, I beg, why art thou coy? I have been wooed, as I entreat thee now, even by the stern and direful God of war, whose sinewy neck in battle never did bow, who conquers where he comes in every jar. Yet hath he been my captive and my slave, and begged for that which thou unasked shalt have. Over my altars hath he hung his lance, his battered shield, his uncontrolled crest, and for my sake hath learned to sport and dance, to toy, to wanton, dally, smile, and jest, scorning his churlish drum and ensign red, making my arms his field, his tent my bed. Thus he that overruled, I overswayed, leading him prisoner in a red rose chain. Strong-tempered steel his stronger strength obeyed, yet was he servile to my coy disdain. Oh, be not proud, nor brag not of thy might, for mastering her that foiled the god of fight. Touch but my lips with those fair lips of thine, thou mine be not so fair, yet are they red. The kiss shall be thine own, as well as mine. What seest thou in the ground? Hold up thy head. Look in mine eyeballs. There thy beauty lies. Then why not lips on lips, since eyes in eyes? Art thou a ashamed to kiss, then wink again, and I will wink, so shall the day seem night. Love keeps his rebels where they are, but twain, be bold to play. Our sport is not in sight. These blue-veined violets whereon we lean never can blab, nor know not what we mean. The tender spring upon thy tempting lip shows thee unripe, yet mayst thou well be tasted. Make use of time, let not advantage slip. Beauty within itself should not be wasted. Fair flowers that are not gathered in their prime rot and consume themselves in little time. All right, hopefully you are asleep. Just more rested. Have a good night, and I hope you sleep well.